I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. Welcome in the first place. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. I work at Chico Creek Counseling. If you would like to learn more about my practice or my colleagues at Chico Creek Counseling, you can find us at chicocreekcounseling.com. Or you can call the office at 530-410-0505. And my co-host today is also a licensed marriage and family therapist in private practice. Her name is Melinda Haynes, and her license number is?
102308.
All right. And her website is?
HealPlayLove.org. Forgot for a second.
I know it, but I like it when you say it. Okay, so last week we were talking about self-esteem. And how the world really values people having high self-esteem. And I was saying that I think that some of it, I think like 80% of it is truly looking for self-esteem. But I think there's like this percentage, maybe 20%, where people just don't understand the difference of the concepts of self-esteem versus self-worth. And that self-esteem is looking to define yourself and for your joy and your satisfaction with yourself based upon outside things. I have high self-esteem because I'm really happy with my figure or the size of jeans I wear. And I have high self-esteem because I got my braces off and now I like my teeth.
Right. Or even accomplishments.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can do, you know, whatever, some kind of physical
activity. I have high self-esteem because I'm really good at softball.
Yeah. Or I just got promoted.
Yes. And so because I just got promoted, I have high self-esteem. Mm-hmm. But that's so labile. It comes and goes because we're basing it on these outside things. If you didn't get that promotion, now your self-esteem has plummeted.
Yeah. Now you're
passed over.
Yeah. You're worthless because you didn't get this job promotion.
Right.
Well, is that what God says about us?
But having self-worth is knowing our inherent worth, knowing that yeah, I really wanted that promotion. I didn't get it, but you know, I'm still a pretty good person. Like I'm still worthy.
I'm still,
I'm pretty rad.
Yeah. So. Jesus still died for me, whether I got that job promotion or not. He still died for me, whether I'm a size zero or not.
Right.
You know, these kinds of things that sometimes we place, you know, value on are not necessarily what God values.
Right. Oh, hallelujah, sister.
You know, so we can't base our self-esteem, our feelings about ourselves on something that God doesn't even consider.
Right. Right. That's not in the fruits of the Spirit. It is not a trim waistline.
Feel good about yourself.
Yeah, that is not.
I'm okay. You're okay.
Right. Joy is not something that is contingent upon self-esteem. Right.
Right.
But our self-worth. Our self-worth and our self-concept is kind of rock solid.
Yeah, it needs to be biblically grounded.
Yeah. So the fruits of the Spirit, when we're receiving those and we're focusing on those and we're walking within them, we're walking within the Word and we're receiving the fruits of the Spirit, our self-worth is not based upon the world and our interpretation of what the world might be believing about us.
Exactly.
But rather we're experiencing that joy and that patience and that peacefulness. And then we're just feeling worthy. Mm-hmm. We're just feeling we're not.
Or even not worthy, but made worthy.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm not worthy in my own self.
Right.
But Christ has made me worthy. He's made me able to approach God.
That's definitely a better way to state that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So keep going on with what we were talking about earlier.
As far as self-esteem and
Yeah.
Our so-called quote-unquote. You can't see my air quotes.
She's making air quotes.
Over self-esteem. Sean's self-esteem. self-worth. Well, God has some things to say about us when we receive his son. Mm-hmm. He calls us redeemed. He calls us his child. He says we're adopted into his family. He says that we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, well, we're an ambassador for Christ. So those things have nothing to do with the things that we were talking about earlier, the job promotion or the size of dress that we wear. Mm-hmm. They have to do with Christ's blood.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the definition of self-esteem versus the definition of my self-worth, understanding what my self-worth is, that we start to kind of have a different perspective.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What am I looking at? What am I looking for to feel quote-unquote good about myself?
Mm-hmm.
And are we supposed to feel good about ourselves in the first place?
Well, I think when we're not focusing on that, we end up embodying it. If we're focusing on what, like how we feel about ourselves, we're going to be focusing on comparing and I feel good about myself or I feel bad about myself. But when we're focusing on our friendships and we're focusing on this nice thing that we can do on the weekend or we're focusing on how can I make the world a little bit happier? There's this happenstance that we're just feeling good. We're not thinking about like, oh, my self-esteem is tied to anything. We're not even thinking about our self-esteem. We're just embodying the blessings and the joy. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. We're in a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that the longest journey is from the head to the heart. How do we get through that? We know these things, but how do we feel them and embody them and own them for ourselves and not make them platitudes? This is Jessica Wilkerson with Melinda Haynes, both licensed marriage and family therapists.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I am here with my friend Melinda Haynes. We are both licensed marriage and family therapists in private practice. And I just want to remind you that while we are licensed marriage and family therapists talking to you about topics that relate to psychotherapy, this is not a substitute for psychotherapy. This is, if we are triggering you about something going on in your life, I want you to reach out. I want you to be encouraged, and I want to normalize it for you. You can reach out to somebody in your community who has gone to school, who is educated in these topics and helping people work through that clinically. So we've got marriage and family therapists, social workers, and clinical psychologists all in the area. I like to go to psychologytoday.com because people put a little bio and you can like scroll through a lot of people rather than clicking on everybody's individual website and trying to cipher through all that. Anyways, there's just a plug for that. We are here to talk about self-esteem and the journey from the head to the heart. So
longest journey.
The longest ever. Journey. Oh, it is. You start us off.
Okay, so when we become a Christian, or, you know, we at least start considering becoming a Christian, we hear lots of nice things about God and how he loves us and how Jesus died for us and all this, you know, lovely kind of beautiful stuff. But a lot of us live our lives knowing that in our head, but not knowing it actually in our heart.
Mm-hmm. Not being able to own it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not being able to live it out, not waking up in the morning and understanding, you know, I am redeemed, I am a child of God, that we still kind of walk around carrying all this shame, you know, whether it's from childhood or from our past sins, the life that we lived in prior to being converted, whatever it is, we don't fully at the core of our being understand what Christ did for us.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we make that happen? How do we tell our heart, hey, listen, soul, listen.
Yeah.
Understand this, get this. Mm-hmm. So how do we do it? First, I think we need to meditate
mm-hmm.
on scripture. You know, but the Bible tells us, you know, whatever is good and pure, you know, that we need to meditate on those things.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's from God, it's good and pure, right? So yeah. we're gonna meditate on those things. So it's kind of like, you know, whatever we tell ourselves, you know, whatever we listen to, whatever we watch, whatever we think about, that's what we're gonna become.
Oh, that is so true. Mm-hmm.
So if we're focusing, you know, on the world and on our negatives and on how we don't have all these things to make us feel better about ourselves, we're gonna start to feel that, and that's how we're gonna live our lives.
Whenever I provide marriage therapy or even individual therapy, and my client is talking about their marriage or their spouse, I really pay attention to what are the words they're telling themselves. My yeah. marriage is horrible. My yeah. spouse never listens to me. They don't even like me or respect me. And what are they meditating on mm-hmm. on a regular basis?
And just a side note, we've talked about how the whole field of psychology is kind of based on biblical concepts.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This right here is narrative therapy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell your story? What's your story like? What words do you use for your story? Mm-hmm. So it's the same kind of concept. You know, it all goes back to God.
Oh, it does.
It always goes back
to God. It always goes back to God. Every time.
Right.
It's just crazy.
And speaking of God.
And awesome. Yeah.
The word tells us, you know, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm. Boom. Yeah.
Right. So when we focus on the things we're supposed to be focusing on as a child of God, mm-hmm. then it's going to eventually seep into our heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily, you know, you just wake up one day and you're like, oh, I'm all better. You know, it's you know, the Bible tells mm-hmm. us we have to do this daily. It's our daily yeah. bread.
Well, like watering our plants.
Right. Or eating.
Right. Your plant. I am not great with house plants. Although in my office I have a prayer plant or praying Aww. Plant. And like the little leaves fold up like it's in prayer. It's really cute. And I have learned through trial and error that my plant does well with a little bit of sunlight, not a whole lot. And when I don't water it every day, but rather water it every few days, because it mm-hmm. kind of floods itself. It just, oh. it can't uh-huh. drink up as much every day. So learning like, what is that happy medium? But it needs to be watered regularly. And when the leaves get a little bit brown, I'm still figuring that part out. When they're all the way brown, I take the leaf off. When the tip of it is brown, I'm not super sure what to do with that. I should probably Google it. But the point is, we're pruning the things that are hard, and I can't expect to just like douse a bunch of water on my plant and the next day those brown leaves are going to be beautiful and it's right. going to be this flourishing, fluffy, yeah. beautiful, gorgeous plant.
So over time.
It needs to be watered regularly right. and it mm-hmm. needs, and this, and the hard things, the things that are hurting it need to be pruned away.
Right.
The things that are sucking the life from it need to be pruned away.
Yeah. That's good. That's deep.
Commercial break.
Uh-oh.
Is this our second break?
I think so.
It is. All right, guys. We have one more segment. And this one, I promise, will be the longest journey is from the head to the heart. Stay tuned if you want to learn how to get into your heart. Part of that is through watering it, right? Little bits every day, all the time, watering it. What are you feeding yourself? What is your plant food? How are you hydrating your heart?
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. And you can find out more about myself and my colleagues at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. And I'm here with my co-host, Melinda Haynes, licensed marriage and family therapist, number
102308.
Website?
How about my Facebook page?
Okay.
Heal, Play, and Love. The other one was already taken, so I had to put the and in there.
Oh.
Isn't that cute, though?
It is cute.
Because it's and love. Yeah. So, Heal, so Play, stop by and say hi.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Follow her. She's got some really great stuff on there.
Sometimes. Yeah.
And her website, healplaylove.org, has amazing articles. So,
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. She's a gifted writer, you guys. So, I already forgot where we were going with this topic.
Longest journey.
From head, the head to heart. To the heart. And as living as if.
Right. We're going to talk about living as if, mm-hmm. which also is another so-called psychological concept mm-hmm. that is out, you know, in the field that we work in, mm-hmm. therapy. Sometimes we'll tell our clients to live as if.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at it from a biblical perspective, which was there first, living as if something is true, living as if God loves you, living as if you're redeemed, living as if you are a child of God, that's faith.
Yes, it is.
So really, as if living in the Christian world is trusting that God is right even when I don't feel like he's right, even when I don't feel, you know, joyous or happy, or I don't feel like he's going to take care of me, or that, you know, somehow I deserve to have his love, you know, because truthfully, I don't. I only do because he allowed me to through the sacrifice of his son. So when I live according to what he says is true, then eventually my heart is going to catch on. And it's going to be like, oh, head, brain, I get what you've been saying all this time. Okay. And then it starts to cooperate. And then our feelings start to align with our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So our feelings and thinking are as one.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when the Bible talks about...
And then
about
our head to our heart. That's our head to our heart.
Yeah. And when the Bible talks about us being split,
mm-hmm.
like not being integrity, having that one thought, that one person, that's the person that's shifted, you know, mm-hmm. by the waves. He's tossed around by the waves.
Oh,
but when we are in alignment with God's thinking,
mm-hmm.
and we're that one single-minded kind of individual, then we feel stronger in the Lord. And you know what? We don't even think about self-esteem anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's not even something that's on our radar.
Right.
Because mm-hmm.
that's not our purpose, and that's not what we live for.
Yeah. And the rest of the world looks at you and says, wow, she has really good self-esteem.
Yeah. They don't get it.
They don't. And you're like, okay, if that's what you want to call it. I don't call it that.
Yeah. It's knowing not who you are, but knowing whose you are.
Oh, yes.
And I know somebody else has said that somewhere. I can't quote them at this point as like who it was, but that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just who I am. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I'm me. Yay, the world. You get to encounter me. It's not about that. It's,
right.
I'm God's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do I get to, I don't know, I just feel like I'm one of those morning people that people who aren't morning people can get frustrated with.
Right.
But
I'm not a morning person.
Right. We don't hang out much in the morning.
We don't hang out in the morning. There's probably a reason.
God kept us from that.
Yeah.
So, but when I get up in the morning, I am so excited about the things that I get to do with the world today.
Yeah.
So, I get to go today. I'm going to take my little boy to the gym to go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to experience the sunshine, and we get to experience the cool water. Mm-hmm. And I get to experience my 2.5-year-old who is so excited to experience everything that God created for us. And I think about what are the beautiful things that I get to enjoy, and what are the ways that I get to make the world a little bit better today? What are the ways, like, I get to help. I have a career where I make an income and I can pay my bills mm-hmm. by helping people who are hurting. Like, how blessed. I am so blessed.
Yeah.
And so I'm living as if. In the morning, I wake up as if today is going to be an amazing day where I get to enjoy the world that the Lord has provided to me, and I get to provide joy to others. And so guess what? Most of my days are really good days. I look back at the end of the day and I go, yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm always really tired at the end of the day, guys, because that's a lot of energy I expend. But yeah. I look back at the end of my day and it's true. It fulfilled. It manifested. I had a really good day, mostly every day. And I'm not walking out around in a ton of low self-esteem. I definitely have a lot of weight I could lose, right? But I'm not walking around like looking for self-esteem. And if I had lost weight, then I would have a good day today and I would like myself more, because that's just not on my radar. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying.
She had a look on her face like, what is Jessica talking? She's going off on the wrong tangent.
Where are you going with this?
I think I was still in the self-esteem from last week's show. Anyways, it was the as if. And I was talking about how when we're looking and when we live in the truth that the Lord has provided these for us, we're living in that truth. We're not looking for the world to satisfy our needs or satisfy our self-esteem or self-concept, then we get to have a beautiful day and a beautiful life.